It's 77 degrees in Nashville. We've got a sunny morning, a sunny day in store. Several sunny days for Middle Tennessee. Hot and humid ones as well. Today we're looking at a high around 95 degrees as the actual temperature. But then factor in that humidity and we get a feels like temperature that is a few degrees above the 100 degree mark. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Tennessee Republican Congressman Andy Ogles has lost his GOP primary despite backing from President Donald Trump. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports on the candidate who beat the incumbent.
A former Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner, Charlie Hatcher outfundraised Ogles and received late race endorsements from current and former Tennessee governors. Ogles had fended off a challenge from a better-funded opponent last primary, and he had received an early endorsement from Trump, who campaigned for him during early voting.
He's been a source of inspiration to a lot of people in Congress. They really respect him, and I respect him.
Ogles' defeat coincides with a recent dip in Trump's approval rating in Tennessee, falling 7 percentage points since November. While Hatcher raised more than Ogles, his cash on hand is dwarfed by his Democratic opponent this fall, Columbia Mayor Chas Mulder. He raised nearly twice as much as the GOP candidates combined. And he's benefited from support from the DNC as national Democrats see the seat as vulnerable. Mariana Bacchiao, WPLN News.
Well, Nashville is divided across three congressional seats, and after yesterday's primary contests that include the city will be the 4th District, pitting incumbent Republican Scott Desjarlais against Democrat Victoria Broderick. In the 6th District, Republican State Representative Johnny Garrett against Navy veteran Democrat Mike Crowley. And in the 7th District, incumbent Republican Matt Van Epps will face Nashville businessman Darden Copeland. For the governor's race in November, Republican Marsha Blackburn will face Memphis Democrat Jerry Green. Tennessee has consistently elected Republicans in the last two decades. Well, who will be the doctor overseeing Tennessee's execution? A new decision from the state's highest court says that detail will not be released. Attorneys for the man that Tennessee is set to put to death next want to know if it will be the same doctor who botched a May execution. The Davidson County Chancery Court had granted an order requiring Tennessee's Department of Correction to disclose the information. Fox 17 reports Tennessee Supreme Court has reversed that decision. Daryl Hines' legal team had wanted to know whether TDOC plans to use Dr. Mark Fowler. He was unable to establish a backup IV line for Tony Carruthers during his scheduled execution in May. The Supreme Court also rejected requests to stay the execution and appoint a third party to consider Hines' constitutional claim. Hines is scheduled to be put to death on Thursday. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.